Center. So today, we are going to go back and revisit an episode that we had previously with my little sister, Kayla Crawley. And the reason why I feel like this was necessary was because I feel like she did not have the opportunity to finish, an opportunity to close out the conversation that we had previously. We were getting into some really deep conversations and really deep information about her and her background. And I just wanted to reach out to her, put her on the show, and give her another opportunity to finish what she started and to give you a little more in-depth information on who she is, what she's doing, and where she came from. So with that being said, Kayla.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Kay? How you doing, ma'am?
Oh, man. You're going to put me on the spot. No. So, I mean, we left off with, you know, just finding yourself in this realm of something that is just abnormal, to be completely honest, especially for us growing up. Again, just reiterating the message of we were the only ones. So it's like, how do you find your identity? How do you figure out who you are in this? To be completely 1000% honest, I really truly did not figure out who I was until I got to college. So we want to fast forward a little bit. Obviously, I showed up to my senior year in high school. My last show was in March, graduated in June, and I went to the Sam Houston State University, where my very first semester, y'all, I was a wild child, y'all. Man, look, my parents were like, don't be like your brother, whatever, you go to school. We ain't trying to get no phone calls. And I was like, well, you ain't gonna get a phone call, but I can't guarantee nothing. But no, to be honest, like, when I first got to college, like, I went for obvious to be an ACT teacher. Ba-da! There's no surprise there at all. So that's what I went for. And I got in my first semester, I was taking classes, and I mean, it was a breeze. Like, it was nothing for me because it was the life that I lived. And at that time, like, the professors were absolutely amazing. The department was great. But I looked around and I actually started seeing people that looked like me for the first time ever. They were on show team, like they were on rodeo team, like we were everywhere. I was like, oh, all right, you know, take me out of a little small town. And now, don't get me wrong, Huntsville is not that big, but take me out of small town Rockdale and put me in Huntsville, Texas, and it's like, wow, like this is crazy. Like, maybe this is where I belong ultimately. Like, maybe all those years of me trying to find my identity and trying to figure out, like, what crew, I guess you could say, I fit in with, maybe I was in the right place the whole time. And about 2 or 3 months in, I actually called D and was like, hey, bro, like, there's a show team down here. Like, they got cows everywhere. Like, I'm about to join this joker. Like, they don't know what they doing down here. I ain't even gonna lie, y'all. Like, I was like, they don't even know what they doing down here. Like, I got this. He's like, yeah, for sure, do it. Like, see if you like it. Like, you know, try something different. Well, in the aspect of trying something in college. And I did. I got with the professor. I joined. And, you know, again, there was people that looked like me. And it was really different. It was really, really different. It was nothing like when we were growing up. Like, the consistency for me, don't get me wrong, just for me, the consistency wasn't there. The lessons that I was learning, like, while I was in high school, like, it wasn't the same. It was more so of a, hey, you're in college, go do this. And in that moment, I have to say it was probably October. So we're about to go into November, about to go into finals and stuff like that, when I was just like, I don't think I belong here. This is something I've done my entire life, and this is something that I've known my entire life, but I don't think this is me. Like, this is something that I feel, for me personally, I feel like showing was one of those things where you were not by yourself, but you were a champion on your own. There was no teamwork. There was no like group work. There was none of those things. And for the first time, I think ever in my life, I was like, I don't want it to be just me anymore. Like, I want to do something where I'm impactful to a multitude of people, not just, oh, I can say, oh, I got grand, or oh, I got showmanship, or I won this, or I didn't want that anymore. And so I was like, it's time to move on. Like, I lived this part of my life. I did the show thing, I did the agriculture thing, and it's time for me to kick it out somewhere else. So my next semester, I was like, what can I do to impact people, you know, and still, while I'm still trying to find my way. And I was like, business. Hey, maybe I can do something in the business realm. Both my parents have their own businesses, you know, and what they did were definitely impactful on people's lives. And I was like, maybe that's the realm I need to go in. And I happened to meet my husband around that time as well. And he laughs at me all the time because he's like, you just a little country bumpkin. He was like, this, you need to go on back to the ag building. I don't know what you're trying to do, trying to step out and go do something different, going back to where you belong. But I was like, no, this is what I want. Like, this is what I think will be good for me. And
So with that, was there like a aha moment, or was just like one day you're like, you know what, this is not, you know, did something happen? Was there an event or something, or it's just kind of like it's time to do something different?
it was definitely an aha moment. And I feel like the aha moment for me was I was sitting in the ad class, again, you know, show team, whatever, but I was sitting in the ad class, and I think it was mom. I can't remember if it was mom or if it was dad. One of them called me. And when I got out of class, I called them back and was like, hey, what's, I was mama. I was like, hey, what's up? She's like, hey, I'm just calling to check on you, you know, see how things are going. I was like, oh, everything's cool. I mean, you know, school is school. She's like, so what's your grades looking like? And I was like, yeah, average, you know, B's and C's. I'm average, you know, your average kid. She's like, cool. She's like, are you enjoying it? And I was like, whoa. Like in that moment, I didn't think about it. I was like, yeah, sure, definitely. But like after we got off the phone, I sat there and was like, am I enjoying this? Or am I going through the motions because I felt like this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
And I was just
And
about to say that. Like, I was going to ask you, like, did you feel like that was something you were supposed to be doing? Why? Because I went
yeah.
into that realm, or just because people expect you to do that, or, you know, or even to prove people wrong when they say you couldn't do it. So that was going to be my question. Like, did something, did you realize that you were doing that because you were expected to do it, or are you doing that, or you following your heart and actually being happy and enjoying what you were doing?
It was definitely what I felt like I was supposed to be doing. There was a marker and a stamp on my life before I could even like make a decision on my own. And so it was definitely something that I felt like I was supposed to be doing. And so because of that, I didn't enjoy it whatsoever. Now don't get me wrong, I can put on a face and make sure, you know, I'm not affecting anyone negatively, of course, you know, with how I feel, but it wasn't something that I was doing because I love doing it. I was going through the motions, you know, get the 4-year degree, go be an ag teacher, get, you know, get the money, go to the shows, be over the kid. Like it was literally just going with the flow and like just being in a cycle. It was a cycle that I was in, that I realized when I got to college, I finally had the choice to get out of the cycle. Because before that, I didn't have the choice. And that's really when I learned, like, it's up to me. Like, if I'm going to be happy or if I'm going to continue, you know, going down a path that is deemed right for Kayla. So,
Expected for Kayla.
yes. Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, it's, yeah, like it was crazy because now where I am in life, like it was nowhere near the path that, you know, my parents, I'm not gonna say you because you always just like go do what makes you happy. Like,
Right, of course,
go
yeah.
be exciting, like go, you know, venture off. And I have to say that too, because like, even with the aha moment from when I talked to mom, even before that, I had so many from you, you know, like growing up, all I seen, like some people look at it like crazy because they were asking, how's your brother doing? I'm like, oh, he's cool. Like, he's in South Dakota. They're like, all right. They come see me like 3 weeks later. They're like, your brother's in South Dakota. I'm like, nah, he over in Washington. They're like, oh, shoot. I thought that fool was in South Dakota. And I'm like, like from you, those were my aha moments too. Like you really, really made me realize like to see, like seizing the moment. And I was never seizing the moment because I'm also one of those type of people that once something is stable, I get comfortable and I'm not going to venture out of it. I know that I would never like travel and live in different states because that's just not, you know, how I operate. And so I had to figure out, okay, if I know I'm not going to do those things, what can I take control of in my life? And for me, that was my career path, ultimately.
Right.
That's what I knew I could take control of and be happy in doing, you know? And so it's just, I encourage anybody, like, if you have any, like, type of feeling or, you know, anything like that where you're just like, I don't know if this is for me, really sit down and evaluate.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
really, truly sit down and evaluate it, because it, you don't want to go down a path that everyone thinks is right for you if you're not truly happy in that.
Leave your life for you. Yeah. Don't leave your life for somebody
else.
That's the worst thing. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. But no, like, sorry, y'all, I didn't mean to make that like super long, but like that's how it started out for me and why I'm not, you know, in agriculture anymore. It's not that I hate agriculture, or, you know, I had like a really bad experience with it. It wasn't for me. And if anybody asks me to this day, I'm like, go ask my brother. Like, he got you. I promise you, he got you. Like, he got you. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I'm just, that's just not what I do right. anymore. And my brother asked me all the time, you go back? Nah. I said it the last one. He still hasn't changed my mind.
We're gonna reel you back in just a little bit. We're gonna reel you back in. So with that being said, you know, I applaud you for making your decision on your life for yourself. That is one of the main things a lot of people don't do. A lot of people live their lives for other people. And, you know, the older I get, the more I realize it. And I'm glad you realize it the age that you are right now, because you have a lot of time to focus on the things that you enjoy. Me, myself, I feel like it was a little bit of both. I was deemed to be the athlete, and then I got hurt. And then, you know, that kind of threw me in a little spiral. And then it kind of put a lot of stuff in perspective with me. But I always knew I was going to be in ag, and I always knew I was going to be doing this. And the what's the saying goes, be careful what you wish for, because hey, it's hitting me and it's here, and I'm grateful and I'm blessed, but you know, there's a lot more dealing with this than people don't understand. You know, there's a lot of positives and there's a lot of negatives, but I'm grateful for where I am and where I've been and how I've gotten here. And I'm grateful for you being in my life, because you made a huge impact on me with just a few conversations that we have about things. I mean, many conversations, but a few conversations really stick in my brain that we've had. The fact that you told me once before that you said that you want to see me happy. And that has always stuck in my head. You know, I deserve to be happy. You want to see me happy. And I'm happy, you know, and I thank you for always being my backbone. I thank you for always being there when I need to give you a call and set me straight. It's kind of weird when a little sister gets the big brother straight. That's different, but hey, it's
our relationship, man.
And the funny thing is that I know when you're mad at me and I know when you're upset at me. And it's like, I feel it. I don't have to talk to you. I just know it. Yeah. So I'll be like, hey, you good? But anyway, let's get back on track. So
good.
We've talked about your first part, you know, the decision you made to go into the field that you're in. So you have your podcast, Fearless Woman, and it's awesome. Rave reviews from what I heard. You know, people love it. Waiting for it to come on back through. We're going to reel that in 2K.
I'm working on it, man.
So what gave you that idea? What gave you that, I guess, that move or motivation to do that podcast?
Man, so Fearless Woman is something that is near and dear to my heart. Even without it being a podcast, it's just hearing it and like seeing people say fearless, like it gets me jumping and super excited. But I was sitting down one day and we had just got off the phone. And I'm trying to remember, I think you were talking about, let's see. Oh, I was talking about my career move. I had just got promoted from assistant store manager to a store manager with the company that I work with. And you were like, dang, you were like, you my little sister, like, you really club. And I was like, man, it's crazy out here. I was like, you know, you can't be scared. I was like, you know, daddy always taught us when you get into something, you know, give everything you possibly have, because there'll never be a time that anybody can take what you put on the table away from you, because you're facts. The one that put it on the table.
Big facts.
You know? And so, like, after we got the phone, I was just like, I was sitting and I was just like thinking, I was like, how did I get here? Like, how am I here right now? Like, me and my husband had just bought 2 new vehicles. We just purchased our house. Like, I just got my promotion. Like, everything, like, God was just like dropping everything on us, like, so fast. And I was just like, man, like, if I would have taken a moment, and like, this is what's run through my mind, like, I would have taken a moment and would have been scared at any part of this process, this probably wouldn't have happened. And I was like, boom, fearless. And it wasn't even like fearless. It was literally like, you see it behind me back here. It's like fearless, like break it into 2 words. Like, it's not saying that you won't have fear in your life. It's not saying that there won't be times where you step out and you're nervous. Like, it's not saying that at all. And that's why I want to break it into 2 different, like 2 separate words, but bring it back together. It's like, just make sure whatever you're doing, that you don't let fear overtake you. And that's what brought me into my podcast. Cause I was like, you know, I've been through, excuse me, a whole lot of stuff in my life. And nobody really knows my story. Like, right. Nobody knows what I've been through, because right. Again, if you meet me or my brother, we're always going to have a smile. Sorry. We're always gonna have a smile on our face. We're always going to be giddy. We always going to be joyful. Like, that's just the people we are. Like, that's how we were raised. And like, that's just what it is. And so a lot of my coworkers is like, girl, you ain't scared of nothing. Like, you tell your bosses what you ain't gonna do. Like, you ain't scared of nothing. And again, right. It came from me fearing less. So when I walked into big meetings, like, I wasn't scared anymore. You know, when I started talking in front of people, I wasn't scared anymore. And I was like, again, it goes back to what I was saying a while ago about, you know, me being in agriculture. I want to reach the multitude, not just the 1 or 2 people. And this took me to that next level. Like, my mind was on some next level thinking stuff, like, okay, cool. You got into business, you know, you're able to hire people, give people a better life, so on and so forth, you know, but how do you take it to the next level here? Right. And as tell your testimony, like, tell your story. You know, there are young people, not even just young women, not just young men, like, not just young African Americans, like, there are young people out there who are truly going through this stuff and don't know, like, how to get through it. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to voice, you know, how they're feeling about stuff. And it's like, be that person. Like, be that person who says the uncomfortable stuff. Like, know, a lot of the times in our culture, like, we don't talk about what we went through at home. It's what happened at home stays at home. And that's a whole different realm of it as well, because I no longer had the fear of speaking about my life. And that was like, for my podcast, that was the aha moment. Because it started off as talk about, you know, what's going on and how you don't fear and so on and so forth. But I was speaking to myself the whole time and was just like, why are you scared to speak your truth? Like, why are you scared to tell people about what you've gone through and how you've come out of it?
Right.
And like, exactly. That's the light bulb. It's like, you ain't still in that. You're not still living that. You're still not going through that. Like, you have overcome so many things. So right now is the time to let people know, like, what that is and how you got through it. Because at the end of the day, we can preach about it and talk about it all day, but are we truly giving people the tools to come out and to be okay? Because, you know, thinking about everything and, you know, a lot of the times in our culture as well, like, you know, you respect your parents. And, you know, my meemaw used to always say, girl, I'm put the fear of God in you. Like, she always told me that. And, like, it never, like, registered to me of, like, what, like, wait, like, you really gonna take Jesus, like, throw him at me? Like, what are you gonna do? And it's not necessarily just being scared. It's just lightening your load. You know, it's lightening your load and allowing yourself to be who you are. And when I started doing my podcast, I really took a step back and was like, man, I'm pretty cool. Like,
okay.
And I don't mean it in the realm of like, no, I mean, like, I'm an okay person.
Of course.
Because what happened to me is I allow fear to turn into anger, to turn into anxiety, to turn into, you know, depression, to turn into so many things. Like, just the word fear turned into all of that for my life. And after I watched my podcast and watched what I was talking about and how I just released those things, I was like, you're okay. Like, you're good, you know? And it's also to encourage other people to just start talking about your life. Like, go talk to somebody. I don't care who it is. Go to a counselor, go to a therapist, go to the preacher, like, go talk, like, go get those things out. So one day you can sit back and look at yourself and be like, I'm good. Like, I am good, you know?
Well, see, what I thought about is I was so proud of you, the fact that there's so many people that are exactly where you are. There's so many people that are having the same issues or having the same questions about themselves that you were having. And for you to step out and put yourself and make yourself vulnerable to people and put your story out there was really amazing, because, you know, like you said, a lot of people don't talk about their past. A lot of people don't talk about what they're dealing with. They don't talk about, you know, the negative parts of their lives. You know, they want everybody to see the positive parts. And the fact that you were willing to put yourself out there and once again make yourself vulnerable, you know, is an amazing thing. And I know it was hard, you know, because till this day, I can't do it. I mean, I can talk about my past, but for me to actually put myself out there like you did, it's going to be really difficult for me. But I'm glad you did, because especially as a female, I've met a lot of females that are dealing with things, and you being one that overcomes so much, and the fact that you're willing to talk about it and your testimony, like you said, can help a lot of people through the things that they're going through in their past. Because I read something today, it says you can't go back to your past, so let it be. And so and only way to get through it is to talk about it. I mean, and you know, if you learn lessons from it, be able to educate people on those lessons that you've learned and help them progress in their lives and be better. And for so sure. That's what I take out of your podcast. Beside the fact, I think you're all right. You kind of cool. You my little sister, so you gotta be a little bit all right. But that was the main part for me. That's why I feel like your podcast is beneficial, and you will continue doing it. Just saying.
I am for sure.
And so with that being said, we're almost out of time once again. But I kind of want to, like I said, I kind of wanted to finish up and close that book. Yeah. On the episode that we had before, because I feel like a lot of people had questions. A lot of people were raving about, you know, our connection and how we talked and how things went in that interview. And I definitely wanted to close that book and give you a opportunity to continue and finish the story that you started.
I appreciate
and so, once again, you know, you want to tell them where they can find you. Oh, don't you have like a photography company now too, don't you?
Oh, I do. Yeah, my brother be pulling. So, you can find me on Facebook. It's literally how it's spelled back here behind me. It's Fearless Woman. I know I said last time that I'll be coming out with some new episodes, but I am really, really digging, guys. God is working on me, and I want to make sure that everything I put out is what he has called me to do. So I will be coming back out with my podcast very soon. I'm not going to drop no dates. So I will be coming out soon, but y'all can definitely go check out the episodes that are already on there. They are my backstory and just, you know, what I've been through in life. Again, it's Fearless Woman on Facebook. And then also you can find me on Facebook. I am doing photography, you know. It is L-Freeman Photography, and photography is spelled with the F. That is also on Facebook. You can go and find me there. If you need some family photos, some cow pictures, some horse pictures, you know. Now, I ain't an agriculture like that, but I'll come take some pictures of some animals for you, honey. Will I? Yes. So whatever you need, let me know. You know, the world is opening back up, so I will, you know, be at the Houston Livestock Show. So if you need something, let me know. Let my brother know. I got you. So yeah, like for sure. Hit me up on Facebook or wherever you need to, and I will definitely do my best to reach back out and take care of the people that love me so much. You know.
Come on, man. Come on. All right. Well, anyway, once again, sweetie, thank you very much for taking your time out. I know you're busy and jumping on this podcast with your boy. And once again, I love you very much. I'm proud of you. And I'm sure I will have you on multiple, many more episodes.
I'm here for it, man.
So once again, find Kayla on Facebook. Fearless Woman. She has some episodes out already of her podcast, and also check her out with her amazing photography skills. If you go to her page, you can definitely see my beautiful niece on some of her pictures posing and doing her little Vogue thing and doing her little model thing, and it's just amazing what you're doing. So I'm proud of you. Thank you again, and I will see you next time.
Thank you.
We will And on that note, so once again, everybody, thank y'all for being on Shades of Agriculture with Damian Turner and my very special guest, Miss Kayla Crawley. And we will see y'all next time. Y'all have a good night. Y'all take it easy.